Trumas, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Yud. Now we're going to have in this Mishnah the flip side, where Rabbi Eliezer's Mekel, and Rabbi Shua's Machmer. Uvizoy Rabbi Eliezer Mekel, Rabbi Shua Machmer. Bedoris litra kitzios, al pi hakad, veni adea ezohi. When one is pressing figs into a fig cake, so if there were pitchers that they were pressing the figs into, and he doesn't know which pitcher he pressed the fig into. He knows that it's on the top of one of the pitchers, but he's not sure which one it's put into and pressed into. And you don't know which jug it's on. And the Rav explains that each jug has 100 figs in them, 100 figs of chulin. So now you have this one dried fig that's truma, and it's on the opening of one of these jugs of chulin. So here, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Roano San Kilohem Prudais. We look at it, the Rav says, as if that fig that's truma was separated from its place and got mixed in with the rest of the figs. And now the tachtonos, the other figs, could be 100 figs at least, that are underneath it. So they come and they're mevatel the fig that is on top, that's by the hole, by the opening. So when it comes to location, we see Rabbi Eliezer's mekel. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer, now here Rabbi Yeshua is going to be machmer. Loi sala at yusham meyakadim. This wouldn't work because we know that the figs, when we deal with location, Rabbi Yeshua is machmer because the fig is on top. And you can't say that the figs that are below are mevatel what's on top. They're in a different space. So the only way, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it would become batel and it wouldn't be a problem of meduma is if you have 100 other jugs, 100 other pitchers. So then the 100 would be mevatel. But if not, the bottom figs, the rest of the figs that are in the jug, do not help to be mevatel es al yonis. Because you know that the fig that was truma did not really fall into the rest of the figs.